This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We have a mix of sun and clouds right now. It is going to be really wet this afternoon. Some winter weather is headed our way, especially for that evening commute. Let's get the latest on what we can expect. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Much of today will be uneventful weather-wise, with lots of clouds and temperatures slowly crawling just above the freezing mark this afternoon. However, as we get closer to sunset and into the overnight hours, this latest winter storm will come through the area with fairly light precipitation, but most all of it in the form of freezing drizzle and freezing rain, enough to make things very, very icy. Again, that could begin as early as the late afternoon commute, but certainly through the overnight hours, the precipitation should be gone by daybreak tomorrow. Temperature will warm toward 40 degrees with some sunshine returning later tomorrow. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for the person responsible for nearly 30 burglaries on the north and northwest sides. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco police say the suspect broke into at least 27 businesses within the past 3 weeks, with the latest incidents taking place early yesterday morning in Portage Park. Surveillance video released by police shows the suspect entering the businesses after breaking windows and doors. Once inside, the person takes money from the cash register. The suspect can be seen wearing a black hat, gloves, a mask, dark clothing, and a black backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
People living in Arlington Heights in an apartment building had to spend the night somewhere else after it caught on fire.
Firefighters responded to the three-story apartment building near Lake Cook Road and Route 53 shortly before 6 o'clock. Once there, they upgraded the alarm to bring more departments and equipment to take on the fire as residents sat in the cold, watching smoke and water dousing their belongings. Tatiana Moore told CBS News Chicago it started in her unit while she was cooking.
Pissed off, I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm heartbroken. I'm just happy that everybody is safe and they get out.
The Long Grove Fire Department says paramedics took four people to the hospital for smoke inhalation. The Red Cross was working to find accommodations for upwards of 20 displaced residents. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people are in police custody for allegedly stealing a car with an innocent woman and baby sitting in the back seats. Chicago police say the 29-year-old woman and 1-year-old girl were in the car in the South Loop yesterday when two people got into that car and started driving. At one point, the carjackers threatened the woman and baby at gunpoint. Officials later found the car in Bronzeville. No injuries were reported. Mayor Johnson says his administration is preparing for the Trump administration to make good on threats to squeeze funding for Chicago and other big cities.
Mayor Johnson says President Trump's ongoing efforts to halt funding of all kinds to local governments and agencies could present serious problems for Chicago. But the mayor tells reporters this city is not alone.
That this president would move to end opportunities for bilingual education, special education, transportation within our public school system. So these threats are very real.
City Budget Director Annette Guzman is working to assess the possible damage.
And we are meeting regularly with our departments to have those conversations and more importantly to understand the impact on not just our budget, but more importantly the impact to communities, to small businesses, to agencies that rely on the federal funding that they directly get from the feds, but also that come through us.
Guzman and the mayor were at the Harold Washington Library last night talking about how the public helped shape this year's city budget. Craig Dullimore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Local authorities in Gary say a dog is now safe after initially being spotted on the roof of an abandoned three-story building.
A picture shows the dog that looks like a pit mix on the ridge of the steep-pitched roof. There are missing dormer windows, which could provide access, but it's unclear how the dog got there. The sheriff's office says someone spotted the dog on the roof near 18th Street and Malcolm X Drive and flagged down a deputy. She called the fire department, and a request to bring a ladder truck was declined for safety reasons, according to the sheriff's office. So the job was done by Townsend Tree Service using a bucket lift. Sheriff Oscar Martinez Jr. thanked everyone involved for their compassion. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Residents in Kane County have access to mental health and substance abuse support from the comfort of their homes.
The Kane County Health Department's all-new online platform is called Behavioral Health 360.
This is a self-help platform that takes a three-part approach to support. First, there's learn. Second, there's find strategies. And third, there's connect to resources.
Director for Community Health Kim Peterson says that includes everything from videos and articles to links to local treatment providers and support groups.
All this is, anonymous and or privacy protected. So that way individuals can feel comfortable that if they don't feel get able to speak with a therapist or even their family or friends or anything about what they're experiencing, they can at least have the tool to log on and explore for themselves and feel safe and protected.
Help can be found at canehealth.crediblemind.com. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A former Iroquois County Health Administrator shown gambling on video amid claims she forged timesheets. That's according to CBS3 in Champaign. After submitting regular and overtime hours that she did not work, Deanne Shippard had been charged last March with 33 felony counts, including property theft, forgery, and official misconduct. Shippard pled not guilty to the charges, currently not in police custody, supposed to be back in court in March. From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
Hi there. Only hours after officially being named to the NBA All-Star Slam Dunk Contest, and he says he's got two dunks no one's ever seen before, Bulls rookie Matas Bezelis goes off from inside and out at home against the Heat.
Giddy, double on the ball to Bezelis, lines up a three, bam! Put him in the hole! Put him in the hole! He is 10 for 10.
10 of 10 with four threes, a career-high 24 points for the 20-year-old Bezelis, youngest player in NBA history to score 20 or more without missing a shot. Chuck Swirsky, 670 to score. The Bulls win 133-124, 1-0 since trading Zach LaVine, and veteran center Nikola Vucevic could be the next to go before the deadline tomorrow at 2.
I have a lot of friends and people that reach out to me every day and ask me, hey, are you going here or there, and what's happening? And that's part of it. You know, you just had to learn to deal with it. I think obviously me being in the league for so long now, it helps. It's unfortunate it never really worked out the way, you know, all hope we wanted, and, you know, it really worked to get it right. It just never, you know, happened for us.
Vooch and the rebuilding Bulls still a game up on the winning Sixers for 10th in the East, and they're back in Minnesota for a back-to-back game tonight. Nick Martinelli splits a double team, sinks a 10-foot floater near the lane. Northwestern shakes off USC 77-75. Loyola at home rocks St. Bonaventure by 24 points. The Blackhawks and Oilers are on the UC ice tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicagoland's longest-running musical theater celebrating a big year.
Since 1975, the Lincolnshire Marriott Theater has produced 250 main shows, 100 children's shows, and the resort has welcomed more than 4 million guests. Executive producer Peter Blair says 50 years in the business is quite the accomplishment.
You know, we've been here this long because, at least I think, we keep doing good work. We take care of our customers, and we've always had this base of loyal subscribers, which is, I want to say, the number one reason we've been around this long, and I hope for another 50 years.
He says for many families, the theater has become a family tradition passed down through the generations.
Countless subscribers, where there's three generations of a family that all subscribe, all come. You know, they started coming as kids on field trips to our children's theater, and then they grow up, bring their family. It's awesome.
The 50th season opens with fan favorite Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, and will partner with the resort's restaurant for a rotating pop-up themed menu and attractions. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There are road closures near Lamont in Will County after a deadly accident. Bo's been telling you about this. Let's get some more information now live. WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Cisco, this occurred just after 2 a.m. at 135th Street and Archer Avenue near I-355. The sheriff's office says a vehicle left the road and went into a retention pond. There were three occupants. One was dead at the scene. One was hospitalized in critical condition. The third person has non-life-threatening injuries. How this happened is unclear at this point. It's still under investigation. 135th Street is closed between Archer and Gordon Lane, 6.5 hours after the incident occurred. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A warning is out for residents of Rogers Park after an attempt to lure a child into a van.
Police say a man believed to be in his 30s drove up to the child near Lunt and Ridge and tried to get him or her into his van. When the child refused, police say the man parked the vehicle and came after the child on foot. A community alert says this happened at 7:30 in the morning, about a block from George Armstrong Elementary. Police say the man was about 6 feet tall, wearing blue jeans and a black and red short sleeve shirt, while driving a white minivan with spray paint on the front passenger side. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
New charges are now filed for a shooting in the Loop early last year. It left two high school students dead.
It happened in broad daylight January 26, not long after dismissal at Innovations High School in the first block of North State Street. Investigators say 17-year-old Monterio Williams and 16-year-old Robert Boston were ambushed by three gunmen in a stolen vehicle. Both students were killed. A 25-year-old woman was also injured in the shooting. One of the suspects, according to prosecutors, died last June, but two men are now charged in the killings. 22-year-old Tommy Coleman, who was hit with charges last week, and now 20-year-old James Allison, arrested in Crown Point earlier this week. Authorities have said the gunmen and victims had a history of disputes. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.